I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea said it is considering how to change a decades-old armistice with North Korea into a peace agreement. In addition, a high-ranking U.S. official has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Shirley Smith reports President Trump could meet Mr. Kim in less than 2 months.
Two officials confirmed to the Associated Press that CIA Director Mike Pompeo recently traveled to North Korea to meet with leader Kim Jong-un. The Washington Post first reported Pompeo's meeting with Kim and said that it took place shortly after the CIA chief was nominated to become Secretary of State. Meanwhile, President Trump says the U.S. and North Korea were holding direct talks at, as he put it, extremely high levels in preparation for a possible summit with Kim. He says 5 locations are under consideration for the meeting, which is slated to take place by early June. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Sources tell VOA shots were fired at a United Nations team doing reconnaissance work in Douma, Syria. That's the scene of a suspected chemical weapons attack. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained on Tuesday why it was important to get inspectors into Douma.
The longer that it takes to get OPCW inspectors in to take a look at soil samples and other information that they can get in the ground, that delay further degrades any evidence that's on the ground.
Airlines have begun inspecting some Boeing 737 engines as an investigation gathered pace into an explosion which killed a passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight, the first fatal U.S. Airlines accident in almost a decade. This is VOA News. Barbara Bush, the gregarious matriarch of a political dynasty that propelled 2 of its members to the White House, died on Tuesday at the age of 92. Michael Brown has more on the former First Lady.
Barbara Pierce Bush was the U.S. First Lady in the early 1990s when her husband was the country's 41st president. She also later became the mother of a president when one of her 6 children, George W. Bush, was elected in 2000.
I hated it when anyone criticized my brilliant husband, and I'm furious when they criticize my son.
Let's play.
Often described as humble, her biggest legacy is how she advanced literacy. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.
Cuba's legislature has opened a 2-day session that is to elect a successor to President Raul Castro. Philip Alexio reports the new president will be the first person outside the Castro family to lead the island in nearly 6 decades.
The man likely to become Cuba's next president is from a younger generation of leaders and has advocated modernizing the island, but he's also a longtime Communist Party member who was not expected to push for sweeping political change. Miguel Díaz-Canel, the 57-year-old vice president, is expected to be named by the National Assembly on Thursday as the successor to 86-year-old Raúl Castro, making him the first leader to be born since Cuba's 1959 revolution. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The head of the Global Chemical Watchdog Agency has rejected Russia's claims that traces of a second nerve agent were discovered in the English city where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned. Britain's representative to that group, Peter Wilson.
What they made very clear was, first of all, that the technical secretariat completely concurred with the findings of the UK, that this was a Novichok and a military-grade agent. Secondly, they made it very clear that this was highly purified.
Britain blames Russia for the attack, but Moscow denies involvement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday called for early elections in June, meaning a new political system that will increase the powers of the president will take effect a year earlier than scheduled. After a meeting with Devlet Bahçeli, the leader of Turkey's main nationalist party, Erdogan announced that elections originally scheduled for November of 2019 would be held on June 24th. Taiwan is emphasizing its ties with one of the few countries that granted diplomatic recognition as President Tsai Ing-wen visits the tiny African kingdom of Swaziland. Ing-wen's first trip to the nation marks 50 years of official ties between the two countries. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1.